This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, it's time for us to visit the food and family aspects, food, farm, family aspects of our lives. The American Family Farmer Radio Show is on the air, and you can find past versions of the program at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American dairy farmer, although I guess that's not really fair to say anymore because I'm not milking cows on my farm anymore. I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers. We do have activity on the farm in the, I suppose it's called agritourism. We have tours of the farm now that's starting this weekend, every weekend with draft horses there and the cows and things that are going on, the great milk and ice cream that you can get. It's a, and there's a little country store on the farm. It's that sort of place. And this is the time of year for us all to thrive in that circumstance. So that's what's going on my farm. And why we do this program, because of my background in farming, the mission of the program is to sort of be a voice of advocacy for the family farm, the family farmer, farm-run businesses, and the local boers who eat and enjoy our products. You can hear this program here, there, and everywhere. And one of the things that it's become known for is to address the needs that family farmers have. You've got problems, we have answers. Come up with different people who are experts in different areas of agriculture. We have a fellow from California joining us in a few minutes who's going to focus on the quality of the soil that we're using to grow our crops and to feed our animals. But first, some items from the news desk. In about a month's time, a California groundskeeper is going to make history by taking Monsanto to court. He's dying because he says he used Roundup weed killer and that the people at Monsanto cover up what the real ingredients are. Mr. Johnson is 46 years old. He's a husband and father of three. He hopes he'll be able to survive long enough to make Monsanto take the blame, at least, for his fate. Johnson is becoming the first person to take the folks at Monsanto to trial. He alleges that it has spent decades hiding cancer-causing dangers of Roundup. Last week, as a matter of fact, the judge in the case issued an order which clears the way for the jury to consider not just the scientific evidence related to what caused Mr. Johnson's cancer, but allegations that Monsanto suppressed evidence of the risks of its weed-killing products. It suppresses, in my opinion, all of the things about it. For example, it kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds from the weeds. So by destroying the weed, you are inherently making the problem worse because there are more seeds for more weeds in the plant that's destroyed by Roundup. It doesn't destroy the seeds. So anyway, this fellow is this poor guy lives in the San Francisco area. This is one of 4,000 ongoing trials against Monsanto alleging exposure to Roundup. And so this is, a matter of fact, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, according to most of the suits, is the real, what the victims are getting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which can kill you pretty fast. That's one lawsuit that's going on that I thought you should know about. A lot of people criticize me, and you're welcome to do so. You can send along using Twitter. I'm at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. I'm okay. Send a note to Doug at DougSteffen.com. That's okay as well to complain about my handling. You think that Monsanto is this great, wonderful company making life better for Americans. Well, you can grow more. You can often, with their product, grow more and sell more. But is that all there is to the game? What are you growing and what are you selling? is the question that a lot of people don't really have an answer for. They're just happy because Monsanto, they think, allows them to grow more and thus make more money. And I say, at what expense? And I'm not even sure that's true. Another suit filed this week. A fellow in Middletown, Maryland, who runs the South Mountain Creamery, has filed a First Amendment lawsuit against the Food and Drug Administration. The suit challenges the constitutionality of the FDA's labeling requirement that vitamins A and D must be added to skim milk. The FDA requires pasteurized milk, any milk with less fat than whole milk, to have a synthetic vitamin label on it to be marketed if it's real milk. Otherwise, it has to be labeled imitation milk or an imitation milk product. Can you imagine anything so asinine as this? Good God. The rule applies to any item sold across state lines. So if you sell your milk in the state that you're in only, you can do whatever you want, whatever the state law is. But if you go across, if you're making milk and producing it, and you want to sell, let's say you're in Massachusetts, you want to sell in New Hampshire, you go across state lines, you get a $1,000 fine every time you bring a bottle of that milk across state line. Have you ever heard of anything so damnable and stupid? This is the same stuff as marijuana. You know, the same thinking. You can't transport marijuana across state lines because it's against the federal law. So the federal law here says that if you are selling milk and you take any of the butterfat out of it, you have to say it's imitation milk. Which, I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that the crap that comes out of most of these dairies is not imitation milk. It's not even, it's just white water. But, you know, that's my take on it, and I have the right to say that. This guy has the right to say what he wants to about his product, but the government says no, no, no. A lawsuit filed on behalf of Randy Sowers, who with his wife Karen started dairy farming in 1981, created South Mountain Creamery in Maryland. The Frederick County business in Maryland has 5,000 home delivery customers. So they've really touched a nerve here, going back to the old days of delivering milk. Why not just add vitamins A and D? Sowers admits that it doesn't cost much to do that, but we're in a competitive business with more dairies marketing their own milk and dairy products these days because the federal government, and I'm saying this as an ad hoc member of this group, the feds have, in collusion with the Suiza family, Dean Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, have pretty much ruined it for the family farmer. So if you want to survive as a family farmer in the dairy business, you better be selling your product yourself to your customers directly and not submitting to the pool regulations. Anyway, the FDA has been under fire for a while because of the mislabeling dairy products. The issue here is a focus on soy milk. Okay, so the point is that you can not label your milk that is real milk as it has to be called imitation milk, but yet stuff that isn't milk at all, milk comes from a mammary gland, whether it's your breast or whether it's the udder of a cow. It doesn't come from almonds, and it doesn't come from soy, and it doesn't come from coconuts. It doesn't come from any. It is not milk. And yet the FDA allows people to put that mislabel on almond milk or rice milk or whatever the hell else it is. And it really is a travesty. It is, and that's why this guy, I support him. I hope he does well. I'd like to get him on this program to talk about his suit. But those are a couple of things in the suit department that literally are going on at this moment. In a moment, we're going to meet Daniel Morash, the founder of California Safe Soil, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Daniel Morash, who is it's interesting background. He's a former investment banker, focused on energy and infrastructure project financing, renewable energy, adaptive reuse of waste, that sort of thing. And now Dan has founded the California Safe Soil Conglomerate. That goes back a couple of years. The proprietary technology is used to recycle unused food into fertilizer and feed. It's called enzymatic digestion. This is something that we, I guess in a manner of speaking, Dan, have been doing, many of us, it's called composting, isn't it? Or is this something that's more specifically to the point of composting, but one step above it?
Well, we often call it composting 2.0. Because it only takes 3 hours, whereas composting can take 3 months to do.
And with me, it takes 3 years. I have a compost pile on my farm, and it's just now turned, I mean, as I grow through it each year, the stuff that I've added 3 or 4 years ago, I find just now usable. And I try to turn it over 4 or 5 times a year, but I think some people who are doing this, depending on how aggressive they are with it, they turn it over every day. I know a guy in Connecticut who's got a composting business. He takes horse manure from a nearby farm and composts it. Takes him a year to do it. He sells the stuff for $600 a truckload. Unga bunga.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I'm interested in what attracted you as a former investment banker to this business.
Well, there's a huge supply of food waste, and right now it goes to the landfill. And so as much as 40% of the food that's produced in this country goes to waste, which is really a sorry state of affairs. And I was involved with other technologies like waste to energy, and it doesn't make sense to burn food waste because there's so much water in it. And it's not the best source of energy to begin with.
But may I interrupt you for a second? Does it make sense to turn other waste into energy, something we're not doing now, but a lot of advocates who want to get rid of landfills say we should be burning with proper scrubbers and stuff. We could do this safely. Do you think that's true?
There's about 100 waste-to-energy plants around the country. So, you know, there was a period of time in the 80s and 90s when there were a lot of those plants built. And I think that opportunity is pretty well tapped out, to be frank.
Really?
Yeah. You see,
you know, you're talking about the waste that you're trying to embrace and all this stuff thrown together. Seems like it is a considerable waste, a pretty sad statement. Let's get to how this is done. The technology to recycle food into fertilizer, our focus here at 21 past the hour.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now for us to continue our focus on this new technology, thanks to the imagination of Daniel Morash, who's here. He's the founder of California Safe Soil. You said something when we got started that I want to circle back to because it caught my attention when I was talking about what to do with the stuff in landfills and my own 3 to 4 year compost pile. What you've done is create something that is usable in a day. It seems like.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, it's very analogous to what happens with human digestion. So when you eat lunch the food's in your stomach, you break down with enzymes.
Yep.
And so enzymes are like a pair of scissors. You take long chain molecules, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and cut them into short chain building block molecules, amino acids, organic acids, and simple sugars that then can circulate through your bloodstream, get into the cells in your body, and then get reconstructed into useful molecules inside the cells of your body. Well, so it's a very similar thing here. What we're doing is there's a series of there's grinding and agitation and heat, and then adding enzymes to break down the molecules in the food. Since food is about 75% water, what we get is mostly the waste from the produce aisle at the supermarkets.
Right.
And as well, we get meat, fish, deli, bakery, other food waste items.
When I was a kid on the farm, we used to go around, my Uncle Sam and I, when I was a kid, we'd go around in the truck to the same places you've just described, the grocery stores, the restaurants, and pick up all of the unused food or the waste, whether it be meat or lettuce, whatever, the veggies, everything, bring it home, cook it, and feed it to the pigs.
Exactly.
That was the way of getting rid of it. And it was very productive. Now, nobody does that because nobody's raising any pigs around. So it goes into the, as you've just suggested, into this waste hole. What a unique, wonderful idea this is. As a matter of fact, The guy who I supported for mayor in the recent election in my community came to me and he said, if I get elected, I want you to start a new business. And it was basically this. I would like to, with the town's support, we'll get the vehicles, we'll go around, we'll pick up, we'll have three instead of having the waste that we collect in one barrel and then the other is recyclable stuff. We'll have three barrels, one for waste that's burnable, one for digestible foods, and one for the, you know, the recyclable stuff. And I thought it was brilliant. I don't know if it's being done anywhere, but it certainly should be if it isn't. Do you know of any place that is doing basically what you're doing, collecting this stuff and creating, he just wanted me to build a great big compost pile at the farm. But if I'd have known about that, I'd be eager to do what you're doing. This sounds like a fabulous idea for lots of good reasons, including it looks like it's a pretty good business, right?
The important thing at the front end of our business is to preserve the cold chain.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you don't want the food to rot.
No.
And then it smells, and then you can't get a quality finished product.
Right.
So we have special totes and buggies that we use at the supermarket to collect the food waste, and then they have trucks that circulate around and go to all their stores to supply them, and then they go back empty to their distribution center. So
right.
They have our totes and buggies full of the food waste, and so that way it's very efficient as a collection.
Well, I find one of the things that I find interesting and intriguing and I want to talk to you about in a few minutes is the actual use of the material that comes out of this process, the fertilizer, and how we can use it on our farms. This is a solution for a big problem for a lot of us. Stand by for that. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, the Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon was just named one of the world's most iconic vehicles of all time. The G-Wagon, or the Geländewagen, has been built on the same production lines since its inception and first model. The G-Class was developed as a military vehicle. Mercedes offered the first civilian model in 1979. It was launched in 2002 as the Mercedes-Benz G500 with a V8 petrol engine. Now the G-Wagon has three locking differentials, is extremely capable off-road, and still used as the primary vehicle by the Nigerian police. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies, Pegasus FinTech is a full-service token accelerator that assists companies that want to run a public initial blockchain offering, or PIBCO for short. The Pegasus team consists of experienced financial professionals and partners to provide key business, legal, accounting, technology, and funding strategies and processes. Pegasus is the first company to adopt the PIBCO standard, which differentiates it from unregulated ICOs or initial coin offerings that may not be compliant with jurisdictional securities laws. Learn more about Pegasus FinTech and how they can help your company at PegasusFinTech.com. That's PegasusFinTech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 months' supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The focus on farming, the family farmer, the farmer-owned businesses, locavores eating and enjoying the food. How do we get there? What is there that we can do to help you make your farm better, more productive? I think we found one way, in terms of fertilizer anyway, that I wanted to expose to you through the conversation we're having with Daniel Morash, who's the founder of California Safe Soil. If you go to CalSafeSoil.com, CalSafeSoil, CalSafeSoil.com. You can find out a lot about how they're doing this. The process creates something called harvest to harvest. Let's explain, Daniel, what the product is that comes out of all of this. And I don't want to leave behind the fact that you can do this in 3 or 4 hours. The enzymes, and you made a great analogy, I thought, to how our system works. That is, our bodies, the enzymes, it's understanding the gut and the people that understand how the gut works. It is what you explained. Having, basically our body is a composter. We take all the goodness out of the foods that we eat, and what's left, the debris, excreted or eliminated in one way or another, is basically the same thing that you have by using the same kind of enzymes. So how do you, before we actually get to Harvest Harvest, how did you come up with the, did you go to some school or doctors tell you, okay, these are the enzymes you've got to recreate, or how did you get the enzyme? Where did they come from?
They're all from the food processing business, and the equipment that we use is all off-the-shelf food processing industry equipment. There are a lot of enzymes used to in processed food that are the same types of enzymes that we use. They are all non-GMO. In fact, our product is certified organic, although it's also used in conventional agriculture. And, you know, and basically what you're doing is feeding organisms that live in the soil. There are if you take a teaspoon of soil, there are more microbes in that teaspoon than there are people on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And so creating a healthy environment in the soil is a way of stimulating and protecting your plants. So it's both an organic fertilizer and a biostimulant that increases productivity of your plants, basically.
Well, the more we use Monsanto products, the less we're going to have of this. People don't understand because we're so now removed. Only 2%, or actually less than 2% of the population actually lives on the farm, works on the farm, produces our food for us. And in that way, we don't really understand what it is that's been done by the chemical industry to basically ruin the food supply. And so in this circumstance, what you have, I'll use another analogy that I talk about all the time when people say cows are ruining, methane gas is ruining the planet. I want you to, you can walk around the pasture at my farm, and a day or two after the cows have pooped in a certain place, you look at the ground, and all of the grass around where the poop is much greener than the other grass that may be 10 feet away from it. And the reason is because in the digestive process of the cow's four stomachs, what the enzymes do to the food it eats, and then what happens when it comes out the other end, is fabulous for the soil. The microbes you're talking about are enhanced, and that's why it's greener around where the pile of poop is, because there's that much more that is directly applied to the soil there. That's why we spread manure on our fields. I don't spread anything. I don't have any commercial fertilizer. I just use a blend of cow manure, chicken manure, horse manure, pig manure, if I can get it, and that's what I fertilize with. And it does, it's bringing back to the soil. Fertilizers extract out of the soil. It may help a plant grow well, and it may make it greener, but it's taking things out of the soil, not putting anything back. What you're doing is putting into the soil what it needs to be healthy and grow. Does that sound too much like a lecturer, or is that really, I mean, that's pretty much the practical side of it, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. And the idea is to get what amounts to a scaled up process where we can, you know, this is about handling large volumes of food waste at the front end that we make into a cost effective liquid fertilizer that can be applied through whatever you use to irrigate your farm. You can run it through drip lines or sprinklers or whatever equipment you use to irrigate.
I have a sprayer. I just use a regular sprayer. I would use in the beginning of the season, I've already done it now, apply manure to many of the fields while the grass before it starts to grow. And then after the first cut of the hay, I'll apply a liquid. And so I'm going to try to find your Harvest to Harvest. I'm sure you can tell me how to find it. We'll, before we get done here, we'll get to how people can find this. But to translate further for the person listening that isn't a farmer, who's interested in quality local vore type food, what we're really saying here is that your product does what it does the opposite. That was what I was alluding to before. It doesn't take out of the soil. It refurbishes the soil making the food that comes out of the ground that much better for you, right? It's sort of a repatriation of the right stuff into the soil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. And what we strive to do, it's food safe. For example, we've done a challenge test at UC Davis in the lab where the product was inoculated with E. coli and Salmonella and Listeria, and the result proved that our process eliminates all of those pathogens. And then that study was published in a scholarly journal, and we got our license from the California Department of Food and Agriculture as a result of that. So the idea is to have a scaled up process that produces a cost-effective fertilizer that's consistent from one application to the next, that's safe, and that produces results.
I could see this thing going all across the country. What's your market now? How hard is it to supply? Once people know about this, now that I know about it, I'd use it. There are a lot of liquid fertilizers that are around. The problem with the stuff I've used, it's been based on seaweed, and it plugs up the the sprayer. Yeah, you got to clean the nozzles of the sprayer out about every hour because the stuff is not refined enough. You know, it's great stuff for the soil. And you can understand why it would be great, but it plugs up the machines. You don't have any small particles in this stuff, I'm guessing. It's really liquid, so it doesn't plug up the nozzles of the sprayer, right?
Well, yeah, that's part of the process as well, that we've refined, where our average particle size is 26 microns. So it flows very easily through whatever equipment you're using. Mm-hmm. It won't plug it up, so you'll get that organic matter out there into the soil without having any problems. So those are the sorts of things. We started in 2012. We've done the research and development to make the product commercially attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's working out all of those details and then we can scale it up. And that's exactly what we plan to do. I mean, every large city should have one of these plants to recycle the organics that are generated. It's as much effort as goes into, which there's still going to be food.
Right, we're losing you. We have a little bit of a problem. We'll see if we can get back to you. I'll tell you, there's one place in the greater Boston area I know of where you could do it, and it's my farm. This is a very good idea. We continue our conversation, tell you how to get this H2H, which is harvest to harvest. That's what it's called, H2H for short, for Mr. Morash in a matter of moments. This is the American Family Farmer with basically an idea. This is pretty similar in concept to what we're talking about here. This is something for your tummy, a detox, a cleansing, a way to get the enzymes to work better. This is a tea that I have started in the last couple of months. I've been drinking it every day when I'm on the air. I find this to give me energy. It's called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. Life Change is a proprietary herbal formula, all natural, gentle cleansing designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria that are part of what's in your system. That your enzymes, well, you don't have the proper enzymes to get that out of your system. That's what this tea includes. The tea can't be found on the shelf of any grocery store, any food store in the country, because the strength of the herbs, the 8 tea bags, they last only a month, and then you got to replenish. So if you're interested in a really healthy body, Life Change Tea will get you there. The herbal formula, getting rid of the bad stuff, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, again, all the same sort of stuff that we're talking here with Mr. Morash about. You've got them in your body, and you want to get them out. You want to get the bad stuff out because it runs your body down. And you want to clean that stuff out with the Life Change tea that's appropriate for you. Find out more by going to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and the folks at Life Change Tea will ship it to you free. Get ready for a lot more energy, a cleaner body. You'll be drinking it every day, and you'll know you'll sleep better, too. This is really a fabulous product all the way around. It immediately will go to work. Life Change Tea. Food is different these days. You got to have it to keep a body clean and tuned up. It's GetTheTea.com. That's where you get it. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it to you free.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
And now. Oh, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you've been home. Auto with Grace. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Okay. So let's get with Mr. Daniel Morash, the founder of the California Saint Soil Operation, and find out how we can ourselves get this H2H, the harvest to harvest. And I want this to be a promotional, so everybody listen up. What do we do to find this stuff, Mr. Morash?
Well, I would say to go to our website, and then there's a Contact Us tab. And send me a note. Right now we are focused on developing the company in the California market. There's it's a huge specialty crop market, so fruits and vegetables. And there are a number of distributors that we sell through in California. So we move the product out in a 5,000 gallon tank truck to the distributor. Who then sends out totes to the individual.
How much of this stuff can you produce a day? Where are you? How many different places in California do you have it that you're operating to do the digestion? That's really what it is, the digestive process.
That's right. So we have one plant in Sacramento, and we can produce 5,000 gallons a day. And we're in the process of doubling that capacity. So. But we do have plans to be building these plants in big cities around the country.
Right. Come to Massachusetts, come to Boston. You can build your plant on my farm. That's a perfect place for it. Daniel Morash, the website is calsafesoil.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
The American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Helpful tips, interesting news, ideas about how you can make your farm more productive, more valuable for you and your family. This material is aimed at the American family farmer, farm businesses, locavores, eating the foods that we're growing. I have... I normally set aside this much time in each of our get-togethers for a comment. And I was thinking, as I was doing my own garden, how little people know about gardening. Do you have a green thumb? I was teasing a friend of mine the other day who was wearing gloves to protect herself from getting her hands dirty. And I said, what are you doing that for? Stuff's good for you. Let me see your green thumb. Well, if you don't have a green thumb, it's not a superpower, by the way. Planning and planting a garden does not take a green thumb nor superpowers. It takes work, takes knowledge. Growing and eating your own vegetables, something that I especially find rewarding because I've done it since I was a kid. I remember I was 7, maybe 8 years old when I planted my first garden, and I've had it every year since then. What the soil does, what you learn about the sun. It's just very cool. And youngsters ought to, my 3.5-year-old grandson, when he comes in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have him put a seed in the ground and see if he can stay long enough to watch that seed come out of the ground, or give the seeds to his mother and he can plant them at home in a little garden. Watch children react to what's going on as they understand what is going on, the growth there. It's a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous way to bring children into the real world. Well, anyway, as far as you and your garden and having it successful, growing things for your salads, growing maybe a little corn, some tomatoes, that sort of thing, beets. First of all, think about the space that you have for a garden. Do you have a large patch of backyard? Maybe you can convert. Maybe you live in the city and you have a small space you can use on the rooftop. It's really amazing. Take a helicopter around any major city, New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, and fly over the buildings in the core city that are residential, residential buildings. And you'll see invariably on the rooftops now gardens. People are growing not just planters in pots, but they're bringing dirt up to the surface and they're creating a small garden. And it's really pretty overwhelming when you look at it. So, all right, you got this area. Make sure that it's clean, the soil is clean, no debris. You want to stay away from any kind of shade if you can, and make sure that there is not a lot of debris in the soil, rocks and roots and that kind of stuff. And then water becomes very important. I mean, this maybe sounds simplistic, but it isn't for some. Remember, you've got to have sunlight, you've got to have water. That's it. Those two things will make your vegetables grow no matter where they are. Unless, if you plant the vegetables on the top of a hill near a wall, be careful. Don't have it too exposed because a lot of wind on the top of hills will take out a garden if it's light things and the soil is light. Well, we're talking about light plants and that sort of thing. If you can find earthworms, great. If you can't, go to the fishing bait store, buy a cup of earthworms and put it in the soil. You'll be amazed at how much. We've just spent this whole hour talking about compost and stuff. That's what the earthworms do. They bring better nutrients to your soil. And you can add manure and that sort of thing to the soil through this dried manure you can get in the various stores, that sort of thing. Measure the pH in your soil. It needs to be between 6 and 7, same as with a human being. pH is the same in the soil. Lower than 6, it's acidic. And if it's higher than 7, it's alkaline. Things will not grow well in either circumstance. And then temperatures. If you're planting a lot of things and you don't wait long enough, you're liable to have a problem. For example, where I am here in Massachusetts, soil, even though we've had a warmer than normal spring, the soil is not warm yet at all. It'll only take 4 or 5 days of temperatures in their 80s that then the soil will warm right up. But in order to get things started, whatever you're planting, if you want it to start well, the soil needs to be warm, or you need to figure out some way of getting it warm. Put it in the sun if you have planters and stuff like that. I don't know. I just find that this stuff, it's a wonderful way for children to see things grow. It's very satisfying to pluck the tomatoes and enjoy them, that sort of thing. Get the plants or the seeds from a reputable store. Don't buy some of the crap that you can get that's basically Monsanto seed. You don't want that. Find some good stuff and watch your vegetable garden bloom and grow. Have a good one. Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.